I am aware of people who've been victims of cybercrime and are basically not reporting it because they're embarrassed and they're afraid of the stigma attached. Mm. But I encourage people not to do so, to report it. The more it's reported, the more that it'll be able to be investigated. There are so many cybercrimes out there at the minute. We have the online shopping scams, the internet scams, romance scams, smishing, phishing, and the big one at the minute is the vishing one. This is the one that we're all getting the phone calls. I'm getting 3 or 4 a day. So it just was a combination of the words voice, your phone scam, which fraudsters try to trick the victim into divulging personal, financial or security information or into transferring money to them. And again, sometimes they're targeted maybe at elderly or vulnerable people, you know, and who are asked to do a transaction quickly and immediately. So we're asking people, beware of unsolicited telephone calls. They're very regular at the minute. Take the caller's number and advise them that you call them back. In order to validate somebody's identity, look up the organisation that they purport to represent and contact them directly. Don't validate the caller using the phone number they've given you. Fraudsters can find your basic information online, so don't assume that they're genuine. Don't share your credit card or debit card PIN numbers on your online or your online banking passwords. Again, your bank will never, ever ask you for details over the phone. Don't transfer money to another account on their request. Again, your bank will never ask you to do so. If you think it is a bogus call, presume it's a bogus call and report it to your bank.